Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is Radio Free Redoubt, episode 1733. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you had a blessed week. Hope you were able to catch our show over on KTW, which is also uploaded to the Podbean player. And what I talked about then, I'm going to talk a little bit more about tonight. And we are hoping to get this, hopefully we're hoping, this is the last week that we will not be streaming on Sunday night and just only uploading. It is late Sunday evening as I'm preparing this and getting it uploaded to our Podbean player. And we're hoping that this is, like I said, the last of that nonsense, that we'll be able to go back to our regularly scheduled programming with our live streaming on Sunday evenings, and all of our other pre-show stuff, the Chris Ann Hall show and Wall Builders, and getting all that back. The logistics of that is not really a small task. And we know that you guys really enjoy that, so we are going to be working on bringing that back for you guys very soon. So thank you guys for your patience and, of course, your prayers and your support. Keep them coming. Much needed. Much needed. So I've got, three segments here that I'm going to cover some things and expound a little bit. We're going to talk about Amron and Aries Racy's, that relationship. I've had a couple of emails where people are asking about it, sending in stories showing some folks' frustration with the ARRL and Aries Racy's in Puerto Rico, and you know, where does Amron fit into all that? Do we work together, and so on? So I'm going to address that. But first, the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by the author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series, with all 10 books out now, including the audio. So go and check that out. We've got a few hallelujah stories. from Redoubt News, really great stories that they're posting. Oh, it's a doom and gloom, prepper patriot people. It's all doom and gloom stuff. No, not necessarily true, because I've got proof right here. These are some uplifting stories, really great. And of course, we want to keep our eyes on the stuff going on in the world, the political and social landscape, and how it could affect us, because there are definitely some dark forces at work, working to destroy our American heritage and our way of life. We want to keep an eye on those, but when we have victories, we want to share them. So from Redoubt News, they posted this originally at the Federalist Papers. A Christian college in Missouri is requiring incoming freshmen to take a class to encourage patriotism. It's about time. Let's hope this is contagious. The College of the Ozarks, an evangelical school in Point Lookout, has debuted a military science class called the Patriotic Education and Fitness. The class is designed to educate students on modern military customs, U.S. politics, and proper flag protocol. Wow, that's revolutionary right there. It will also teach marksmanship, map reading, rope knot tying, and almost like the Boy Scouts. The college held an orientation session this week to introduce the course, and President Jerry Davis said the patriotic education must be taught. It must be modeled, and it must be emphasized. The move comes amid a backdrop of some U.S. athletes protesting alleged national injustice by taking a knee during the national anthem instead of standing up proudly, placing their hand over their heart, and showing respect to the flag and all that it represents, including our veterans. I just threw that part in. The college announced last month that its teams won't compete against other teams whose players don't stand for the anthem. Good for them. Davis said there's too much of an indifference toward the military in this country, and people seem to have forgotten that people in the military are the ones that continue to make the sacrifices for the rest of us. So good on them. Good for them. That's really good to see. Here's something else, too, that would be nice if it actually happened, but it's going through Congress, so don't hold your breath. It's called the Heartbeat Protection Act. It would ban abortions past 6 weeks. Still, the fact that we're having this argument, that we're trying to convince somebody to ban the murder of a baby beyond 6 weeks of its development, and still find anything less than 6 weeks, you know, it's okay to kill it, is still incomprehensible. But this was originally from the Daily Caller, and Redoubt News picked it up and reposted it. But a bill banning abortions as soon as the heartbeat of the unborn child can be detected is heading to Congress. So how much faith do you have? I have no confidence in Congress. None. They're sellouts, including the Republicans. I mean, there are a few true patriots on the Republican side, but they're so heavily outnumbered and just they get ran over by the sellouts who call themselves Republicans. Republicrats, they're all the same. The House will hear the case for the Heartbeat Protection Act of 2017 on November 1st, so coming up this week, to decide whether to adopt the bill banning abortion upon detection of a heartbeat, which usually occurs around 6 weeks. So this H.R. 490 insists that the doctor must determine whether the fetus has a detectable heartbeat and inform the mother of the results before proceeding with an abortion if no heartbeat is present. So I can see right there they're going to shut this down. In the medical community, I was talking to a lady who does ultrasounds. And she says these young girls come in, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. And they're going in, they have to get an ultrasound prior to going in and getting an abortion. And they are not allowed to let the mother see the picture of their baby because it could emotionally affect them and the decision that they're about ready to make. In other words, they don't want them backing out of getting an abortion because, there's big money in abortions. And just incredible. So this is really great that this is going. Republican Representative Steve King from Iowa, he introduced the bill, so good on him, trying to take measures to save lives. But they think that it would eliminate up to 90% or more of the abortions in America, because most of the abortions in America are happening after that 6 week mark. He told reporters that at a January press conference, by the time we march this thing down to the Supreme Court, the faces on the bench will be different. We just don't know how much different, but I'm optimistic. So good on them for trying. There's some other great stories over there, too, at Redoubt News. FBI informant to testify on Uranium One deal, and the Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid for Russian dossier on Trump. Those are very enlightening, and we talked about this right about the time that the Malheur Wildlife Refuge thing was going on. These stories started to break about Hillary and, well, the former president, who will not be named, being involved or have knowledge of this uranium land deal under all this BLM land that they're trying to keep people off of and take over is rich with uranium. And there was some shady stuff going on. We're going to be talking more about that. I'm gathering more information on that. These people are absolutely treasonous, it seems. If the evidence plays out, they need to be hung, all who were involved in that, selling out American land for profit to sell uranium to Russians. Unbelievable. Here's a really cool story by Sherry Duvalli from Redoubt News. It's headlined that Eric Parker, an American hero, will plead to a misdemeanor. Now, if you don't know who Eric Parker is, he's the one in the famous picture of the Patriot laying on the bridge at the Bundy Ranch standoff, pointing a rifle through a crack in the Jersey barriers there along the side of the freeway, pointing them in the direction in an overwatch position, protecting the Patriots who were being threatened with their lives and threatened with deadly force by federal agents who were telling cowboys carrying American flags, "We will open fire on you if you come any closer." I believe that the Patriots who took up positions as a deterrent to the federal agents who were threatening to use deadly force against cowboys on horseback carrying American flags, I believe those Patriots saved lives. So Eric Parker has been in jail for quite a while, separated from his family. And it looks like this is going to be a misdemeanor. He is going to plead guilty. I would take it. Dude, take it. Return to your family. It's a misdemeanor. You're going to get time served. Sometimes, you know, Patriots just have to be willing to go to jail for doing the right thing. And that's what he's done. If I have my way one day in the American Redoubt, maybe even the state of Liberty, Liberty State, Eastern Washington, there should be a bigger than life statue of Eric Parker. To commemorate, he's a hero, and he's lost a lot of his freedom. He's been in jail for a long time. I believe he's worthy of honor for doing the honorable and righteous thing by protecting life, liberty, and property. No different than the militiamen in the founding of our country who took up positions against British, preparing to defend life and liberty and property. This is great. So anyway, there are six men expected to be tried at Bunkerville for the standoff. Jury selection will begin on October 30th, so tomorrow. And that involves Cliven Bundy, his sons Ammon and Ryan Payne. But Eric Parker and Scott Drexler are scheduled for their third trial, after two previous trials this year resulting in acquittals and deadlocked verdicts. Well, let's try them again. Let's just keep trying them until we get a conviction. Well, they've been offered a plea agreement. They'll be able to close the book on this chapter of their lives. And so it looks like he's going to take it. A misdemeanor. A misdemeanor. Absolutely. Return to your family. It's a misdemeanor. It's nothing. Oh, he'll have to do some probation, but so what? Oh, and then refusefascism.org. We'll be talking about this November 4th. It's when Antifa is going to be taken to the streets. They're going to be forcing the president to stand down and end this nightmare, they're saying. So I went to their website, refusefascism.org, which is really interesting because we already defeated fascism. Actually, the Italians defeated fascism and left Mussolini and his wife dangling from a rope. So they're going to refuse fascism, fight against fascism. They got Trump with a Nazi swastika on his arm in one of their posters. And Nazis were socialists. They weren't fascists. But these people are just confused. Doesn't matter. They're communists. They're communist revolutionaries screaming against fascism, calling Trump a fascist while they have swastikas on him in their posters, indicating that he's a fascist socialist. I don't know. But so they're saying this must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. They'll accept nothing less than a communist America. It's a truth be told. So they're saying this is the nightmare that we live in, that we have to overcome. Immigrants living in terror. Their next step could mean detention, deportation, and being torn from children and loved ones. Well, they're here illegally, and they made that choice. Can you imagine rounding up bank robbers and saying, well, you're tearing families apart. If you arrest this person, you're tearing them away from their children. I mean, is there any crime that we could just say we can't punish people for that because we'd be tearing families apart? It's a crime. It's illegal. And it's actually destroying our country economically and socially in many cases. The other nightmare, Muslims and refugees are demonized, banned, and cast out. Well, I don't see why that's a problem. They have a problem with it, apparently. Well, millions, children, the elderly, disabled, the sick, the poor, are denied health care, food assistance, and the very right to live. In other words, social welfare programs. LGBT. I mean, it's just a nightmare. The whole planet is in peril from a regime that denies global warming. So anybody who doesn't fall for the global warming propaganda is creating this nightmare and placing the planet in peril, apparently, from these guys. So this, they are going to take to the streets. And I know some people are pretty spun up about that. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. I predict that it's going to be a flash in the pan. Oh, they'll break stuff and, you know, in the bigger cities and the inner cities. And, but it's they had more momentum on, during the week after the election, in my opinion, than they do now. They're trying to get everybody riled up and motivated to take to the streets, and some will, but this is not, yeah, this is not the beginning of the Revolutionary War. The next Civil War, I should say. Okay, Pamela Geller. She does a great job. PamelaGeller.com. We'll put these links in the highlights and resources posting over the next 24 hours. So check back. But here is something that is alarming. Now, maybe not November 4th. I believe they're going to break some stuff. But there's something under the surface is brewing that we're going to see come to full fruition at some point in the future. And I don't think it's going to be this November 4th. I really do not, for a number of different reasons. But I believe that once Trump is out of office, whether he does not get reelected or at the end of his second term, there will be some hardcore leftist that will replace him. And that's when I believe these guys will be empowered, and any symbol representing any conservative value is going to be attacked at that point. And then we will have a choice whether or not to defend our communities and our heritage and our lifestyle as conservative, traditional American citizens, patriots. The other nightmare that they had listed up in their list was right-wing extremist fascist Christians. There we go. Women are objectified, degraded, and denied the basic right to control their own reproduction. In other words, they want to be able to murder their babies and have you, taxpayer, pay for it. with fundamentalist Christian fascism increasingly being made law. And this is interesting from, from revisionist historians and the useful idiots who've had their brains washed with revisionist history. They believe that Christian fascism is increasingly being made law. What they don't realize is that our laws are based on biblical and Christian values and have been since the beginning of our country. And they've been washed away in recent decades. And so those who are trying to hold on to a Christian or biblical-based legal system, they think that this is something new that we're trying to bring back. So, yeah, they're ultra confused. Christian fascism is increasingly being made law. Oh, so this is the alarming thing here, though, back to Pamela Geller. There is clearly overwhelming evidence that there are growing ties between U.S. radicals, let's call them communists, and the Islamic State, as well as several ISIS offshoots and splinter groups. And this came from an FBI field report, which was delivered to the acting director, Andrew McAbee, on July 11th, and which is being published for the first time in her new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. So documentation here is showing clearly, this evidence is showing the meetings that's taking place. They had a meeting over in, where was it? I don't have that in my notes, but they had a meeting. I think it was during the G20 summits with some radical Islamists with ties to ISIS meeting with these Antifa folks. So, yeah, there's definitely a war coming. All right, let's take a break. Segment 2 is coming up here in just a moment, so stand by. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Back with segment 2, and segment 2 is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. Our great friends up there in the northern part of the panhandle of North Idaho. If that's where you are planning on looking for property to strategically relocate, you don't want to do it without Selkirk Mountain Real Estate helping you out to find the property that's right for you. Give them a call, selkirkmountainrealestate.com. Check out their website. All their contact information is right there. Okay, something that I mentioned yesterday, and I continue to get, and we've posted it on our Facebook page, this ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, has posted on their website a communications interoperability training with amateur radio community. This is a simulated emergency test or a simulated emergency training. And what they're doing is, let me read this part to you. Elements of the U.S. Department of Defense will conduct a communications interoperability training exercise November 4th through November 6th. Once again, simulating a, quote, very bad day, unquote, scenario. Amateur radio and MARS, that's the Military Amateur Radio Service, organizations will take part. It will begin with a national massive coronal mass ejection event that will affect our country and impact the power grid and forms of traditional communications, including landline, telephone, cell phone, satellite, internet connectivity, and so on. So they did the same thing last year, and they ran the same scenario last year. This year, a military station on the East Coast and Fort Huachuca, Arizona, an HF high-frequency station, will conduct a high-power broadcast on the 60-meter channel 1. So if you guys want to tune in, you'll be able to listen to that on 5330.5 kilohertz. That'll be on Saturday from 0300 to 0315 Zulu time. I will be tuning in. I'll probably record it. And as I know, many of our Amaron operators out there will also do the same thing. New this year will be an informational broadcast on Sunday on 13.483.5 kilohertz, upper sideband. And that'll take place from 1600 to 1615. Okay. I've seen some articles here, and I've seen some comments where people have said, Antifa protests across the country on November 4th. It's interesting that Mars, Aries, Rhesus have timed their exercise for the same weekend, November 4th, that Antifa is going to be demonstrating. There's something going on behind the scenes here. Well, okay, Mars, this Aries Rhesus simulated emergency test was set a year ago, way before they knew the Antifa was going to be doing their protests. This is one of those, normally you don't trust coincidences, and the general rule of thumb is there's no such thing as coincidences. But in this case, they just both happen to happen this week. And this simulated emergency test has nothing to do with having communications in place for the Antifa, overthrowing our government and taking over the streets of America. There is also something else that somebody sent me. And this is a pretty popular website that does a lot of prophecy and trying to, watchmen on the wall, looking for danger and trying to point things out. And they have an article here, strong evidence trail points to a massive grid down event on November 4th. Largely because of this simulated emergency test that the government's going to be doing. They do this every year. So let me help shed some light on this. This is not evidence. It is at the most an indicator that there could be some type of, if you go down the false flag route, but they do this test every year. And every year, Amaron operators tune in and we monitor and we listen, primarily because we know that a lot of official communications will be taking place on those frequencies between Mars and amateur radio operators and so on. And it could be a very valuable source for information to keep our communities and our local leaders informed. So we tune in, and this is what we've discovered. The participation rate is abysmal. It is a very low turnout rate. Many of those operators in the amateur radio world are not competent with digital communications. Mars is. Mars is using a more antiquated encryption program than what the current military is using. There's what you're going to find out in a real-world emergency, just like we have with these hurricanes, is that the government's response, even by use of the ARRL and Aries, Rhesus, Mars, and all that, is grossly inadequate. And so there's no even if there was going to be a communications grid-down situation and the Mars and Aries and Rhesus and everybody's going to be on the air during the Antifa protest, because they're going to be in place because there's going to be this major grid down situation happen on November 4th. They're not going to be able to do anything to help with it anyway, because there's just, they don't get the job done. Anything tied with the federal government is going to be cumbersome. It's going to be expensive. It's going to be inefficient and ineffective. We've seen this over and over and over. So don't be alarmed, because there are some very dedicated, committed people. Now, I will tell you this. The people who will be on the air, when I say the turnout will be abysmal, that's because they got a lot of people signing up to join as members. But when the training takes place, they all have got stuff going on. Oh, I got a wedding. Oh, I got to work out of town. Oh, I won't be able to participate. Oh, my antenna's broken. I haven't fixed it yet. Oh, I need to get my digital up. I can't participate. So the people who do participate, they are good people, and they are dedicated, and they are committed, and they are very good radio operators. There's just not enough of them. In a major nationwide grid down disaster situation, you've got a small handful of extremely dedicated, very well trained, committed people trying to handle more than they can handle. But those people are good people, and they're very competent. There's just not enough of them. And we experienced that with Amron and Amron Corps and the Patriot community. And there's some great people that are very dedicated, and they do an awesome job. In a real world disaster, it's chaotic, and there really truly is way more work to be done than there are people to do it. So we do our best, and they'll do their best. But this is not going to be anywhere close to the machination to be able to handle a nationwide grid down situation. Some dedicated people who will be there training. And we're going to be monitoring. We're going to be listening, just like every year. And for the most part, it's a big yawn fest. It's boring. Nothing really happens. But if it does, we're going to be there monitoring. Still, communications are critical. We've proven it. We've shown up. We've assisted and aided when other communications were not in place to support local communities that needed it. And we were able to do it. And Aries Racy's folks were doing their thing and helping who they could. And we were helping who we could. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next segment. What's the difference between Amron, Aries, Racy's? Someone said, oh, Mars, Aries, Racy's, they're going to be doing this government training and Amron's going to be there working with them. I'm like, actually, no, we won't be. And there's a reason why, and I'll talk about that coming up. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Don't go away.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. The 51st state, Liberty State, there are a lot of myths going around, and one of them is that it's unconstitutional to split a state. Well, that's simply ridiculous. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution says that no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress. So all it takes is a vote of the House and Senate at both the national and state level to make it happen, and it's happened before. 1792 Kentucky, 1820 Massachusetts, 1863 West Virginia, and this is not to mention on the world stage, Catalan, Scotland, Ireland, and Brexit. You see, reestablishing boundaries to better represent the values, traditions, cultures, and customs of a people is actually a very normal phenomenon and the proper way to protect and preserve those beliefs for generations to come. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea Republican.
Welcome back to segment three. Segment three is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. And Strategic Landscape Design is there to help you get the most out of your property. And their services include helping you strategically lay out your land with defensibility, with sustainability, pursuing water rights, everything to make sure that your homestead, your retreat is viable. And they've got some great testimonies over there from people who have really found a lot of value in finding the right property. Oops, almost buying the property that wouldn't have been right for them. And when they find the property that is right for them, getting maximum use out of that. And strategiclandscapedesign.com, that's who you want to get a hold of for that. Supporting Patriot-owned business. Hey, I wanted to mention too, I want to do a big shout out to TLC Web Hosting. Those guys are so awesome. They've helped us. They've helped us with our web hosting with the Amron.com and RadioFreeRedoubt.com, including the HTTPS, you know, security certificates. They handled it all for us. And they're Patriot, Christian Patriot-owned business. They have, I don't know how many hundreds of websites that they have. They're like a major outfit. And they are right here in the American Redoubt, very close enough that we can meet for lunch and talk. And the guy who runs that, Thomas, at TLC Web Hosting, has just done a phenomenal job. And I wanted to pass that along to you guys. If you've got a business or a ministry or something where you need web hosting, these big companies now are not conservative friendly. And what we're seeing, these big companies are like censoring conservative messages and things like that. So if you want to support a Christian Patriot-owned business that is located in the American Redoubt, that'll make sure all of your security and web hosting needs and all that stuff's taken care of, then check them out, TLC Web Hosting. And we'll, matter of fact, we got a banner for them on our website. I just wanted to mention them because I've been meaning to do that for a long time, and it's just way overdue. And they've just been very good to us. Okay, so I got a letter this week from somebody who sent this up. Wanted to make a suggestion for a podcast or one of our, you know, segments on a show. You talked one time about the fire you deployed to and how ARES treated, that's the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, treated the Amron guys. What would be good to incorporate into a show is to explain what we do versus what ARES does. In my area, almost weekly, I listen to a local repeater, and those guys always talk about not listening to non-ARES members and to watch out for the lone wolf operator, whatever that means. But that's a quote that he heard somebody mentioning on some ARES guys on a local repeater. Well, he said during the eclipse, someone tried to give a traffic report who wasn't part of the main crew, and they shut him down. They said, we're only taking reports from our own. So this is sad. Now, I have to say that, all right, now ARES is the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, part of the ARRL, and they're volunteer ham operators to help the local community in, you know, disasters or big events. Sometimes they'll help out with, like, they'll have a big a marathon or something like that, and they'll have ARES operators staged at, you know, medical stations and things like that. A lot of local ham clubs do that too. Well, RACES is the Radio Amateur Communications Emergency Service, which is a government program that uses volunteer ham radio operators. And anymore, you're seeing ARES and RACES are pretty much the same thing. They're they've partnered, and most of the people that are in Races are also in Aries. You basically join both. And there is kind of a supremacy type of mindset. We're official. We're with the government. We're the only ones that will be able to communicate in an emergency, which isn't true. They will act like it's true. Now, I will also say this. We've got a lot of Aries and Races members in Amron and Amron Core. And they are very supportive of Amron. And obviously, they're members. And they love what Amron's doing. And the people with the type of mentality, oh, we won't let you check in because we're only accepting Aries check-ins. That's just BS. That's an individual. That is not an Aries policy. That is not a Races policy. It is an individual acting like a jerk. And there's no need for it. Because the next county over, somebody who's not Aries would try to give a traffic report. And they'd say, hey, you know, this is the Aries net that we got going right now. But hey, we'll take your check-in. Thanks for letting us know that. You know, appreciate it. Got you marked down. Thanks for that traffic report. They'll be polite and courteous. You know, so this isn't like Aries are jerks. We have to be careful of that because we've had individual Amron members that we've had to deal with that were jerks. And the reason why we hammer down on that is because the general public, they don't go, that one guy, he's a jerk. That guy that's in Amron, he's a jerk. No, they say those Amron guys are jerks. It reflects on everyone. It's the same thing with Aries and the same thing with Races. There's some good, good people that really want to serve their communities. And so they join Aries and Races so they can help in the time of emergency. There's some who get this mindset that creeps in like they're superior and they've got their little badge, they got their hard hat, their little reflective ARRL, reflective vest, got a clipboard, and they're official. And boy, they act like they're official. That's how you make little mini gods. And that's what they act like. Those are individual people who have personality and authority complexes. And just like the woman at the DMV, you know, it's just has the power to exercise over you, and they do because they can. And the next lady over is polite and smiles, right? It's an individual thing. So the difference between Aries, Races, and Amron is that those guys are handling traffic on an official level. A lot of times Aries, the difference between Aries, Races, oftentimes what you'll see is with Aries, they will post people at fallout shelters. They'll help out with Red Cross. They will station radio operators at hospitals, and many hospitals have full-blown ham radio room equipment all set up that local Aries operators will help man those. Now, Races, and sometimes there's bleed over, but a lot of times Races, they are actually out there trying to help the government entities communicate with each other. The County Emergency Operations Center with the Sheriff's Department, with maybe the down to the Chief of Police for the local different towns, and maybe a liaison with the National Guard. And so they're more official government supporting type of folks. A lot of times, though, we find them jobless and standing around trying to act important and look important and tell everybody that they're important. But the bottom line is the communication systems that the fire department has and the local 911 center has are so robust, it's usually up and running, and there really is no need for the local Races guys. Except to tell you, the non-Races guy, that you shouldn't be on the air because this is an emergency and they're official and you're not. So there is some of that, and it's sad and it's unnecessary, but we're talking about dealing with people. So their role is more official level. Now, Amron is not trying to compete with Aries or Races or replace them. And this is something that I've run into with, well, I've had county commissioners, city council members, legislators say, we want to have Amron in our county because we're not happy with Aries Racy's. They don't have an Aries Racy's group in this area, or the people that do, they're very cliquish. They're not well-trained. They can't communicate when we need them, when we do need them. And we got a really great Amron group in the area and found out about you guys. How can we get Amron in as our communications program instead of Aries Racy's? And I've backed away from that big time because, first of all, that's how you really create a fight because some – many Aries Racy's folks are very territorial and everything that competes with them is a threat. And so they want to destroy it and crush it and demonize it and everything else. What Amron is there to fill in the gaps. And here's a really good real world example. Louisiana, the floods, a year and a half ago, we had Aries Racy's operators, not we, there were Aries Racy's operators going around and helping the Red Cross shelters, and there was not enough radio operators to man all of the Red Cross shelters when they were evacuating areas. So we had Amron operators roll into the area, and they say, hey, I'm a licensed ham operator, I'm with Amron, I'm not Aries Racy's, but I got my radio, and I'm willing to help. And they're like, thank God, yeah, we need you down at this other shelter because we don't have enough ham operators down there to give us reports about how many beds are filled up and so on and so forth. So that was a really great thing where we were able to augment them and fill in the gaps. We weren't there to replace them. We weren't there to take over or interfere, but we're federally licensed radio operators who are trained and able to help. And that time we partnered. Now here's another example of filling in the gaps. The wildfires that this listener mentioned in Washington State, Aries and Racy's had operators all over the place in that county. They were serving the county and they were trying to help out with the fire departments and the sheriff's department and so on. Although, evacuation centers and Red Cross and all kinds of other stuff going on. The problem was there was not enough of them to cover everything that needed to be covered. So we went into the town of Conconoli, and a resident who is a Radio for Redoubt listener contacted me saying, we are grid down, we need help, and there's nobody here, and we have no communications to the outside world, and we said, we're on our way. He took us straight to introduce us to the mayor and the fire chief of that little town, and because there was so, the fires were so big and so just enveloping so much of that area, multiple counties, thousands and thousands of acres, and growing out of control. And so what radio operators were there on an official level, there weren't enough of to send a couple radio operators to this town and that little town that was being evacuated and that town over there. There just wasn't. So we went in where help was needed, but there were not the resources necessary to cover it. So we did. And so we were their link to the outside world. And we handled a lot of welfare traffic and we handled official traffic for them. And folks came in from the Emergency Operations Center making their rounds. They were not radio operators. They were administrators with their hard hats and clipboards and reflective vests trying to take inventory of everything that they got going on in the area. That's how they found out we were there. So we didn't have interference with Aries Racy's except for a couple counties over. There was an Amron operator who was trying to send in a fire report because from his vantage point, he could see a fire coming over a mountain and nobody was reporting it. So he tried reporting it, and the local Aries director of the Emergency Operations Center shut him down because he's not Aries and he's not official and he should not be on the airwaves, even though this operator was doing what is legal and what was right and what his duty was as a radio operator to report danger, and they didn't want to hear it because he wasn't a member of their local Aries Racy's group. Sad. And so he insisted on getting the report out. And so that's when they came out and saying these Amron people are interfering with the emergency traffic. And then they went somehow they took it a step further and said Amron operators are blocking roads. They're interfering with traffic. They're using fake call signs. They have unlicensed people on the repeaters. None of that was true. And, we have no idea what even, came over them to this individual. And, so anyway, that's just going to happen, but we do have different roles. We are filling the gaps and we want to go here. We will never interfere. And we won't go where we're not needed or wanted, but we will not hesitate to go where we are needed and wanted, regardless of whether some other volunteer amateur radio operator with a badge, clipboard, hard hat, and an ARRL reflective vest thinks we should be there or not. We have the right to help protect life, liberty, and property, and we have the training and the equipment and the expertise to do it, and the network of operators to do it. And it's kind of like the mentality of, let's say an EMT driving his personal car, going to church or whatever, comes across an accident and he jumps out and he starts helping the person that's injured. And then when the ambulance shows up and the paramedic and the EMT jump in, he backs off and they jump in and they do their thing, right? Same thing here. We'd go into an area. If there's official radio operators coming into the area to support it, we'll offer our help. If they don't need it, we back out because there's going to be someplace else where we're needed. So why fight about it? So, but here's the deal. When you've got an EMT showing up to an incident, a traffic accident, and there's five or six critically injured people laying around, and you got one EMT and one paramedic showing up. Well, the Good Samaritan EMT is going to be working on somebody. It'd be like them turning around and telling them, hey, you can't work on that person. This is our call. We're official because we got the ambulance. So, you know, back away from that person. Well, you know, phooey on you, buddy. I'm helping this person because there's not enough of you to help. There's two of you. There's five patients. I'm going to help this person. All right, you can write me up or you can file a complaint, whatever. I don't know. So when we roll into an area, if there's not enough help and there are people that need, there's life, liberty, and property at risk here, specifically life and property. And we helped out. There's a couple of people that didn't like it, but many people were very grateful for us being there. And we were not there to replace anything. We were there to augment. So I guess that should help draw the correlation there between, Amron and Radio Free Redoubt. We want to fill gaps. We want to provide services to communities that might be overlooked, like Conconoli was. We want to inform our local communities because Aries Races are not consumed with that. They're consumed with help. They're overwhelmed with just what they've got without turning around and putting out transmissions to their local communities to keep their communities informed. They're trying to help this hospital coordinate with this ambulance service, right? We also want to support local leadership because there's a lot of local leadership that are not included in the chain of and flow of information in an emergency. And where we identify officials that are especially patriots advocating for liberty. We want to keep them informed so they can make intelligent decisions and coordinate with other like-minded leadership. So we don't see things like Hurricane Katrina disarming peaceful citizens because the patriot and conservative elected officials were completely unaware because they were not kept in that information loop because they weren't official. The mayor, the emergency operations center, these people working with FEMA, they keep it all tight just within them, the tight little chain of flow of information, leaving a lot of your community leaders and elected officials completely in the dark. So we want to work to help to overcome that. And we have done that in the past as well. We've got a lot of area for improvement, and we will continue to improve on that. So hopefully that sheds a little bit of light on Amron and Aries Races is not an adversarial relationship. Many times it is a very good working relationship and just in separate lanes. We just stay in our own lanes and not interfere, and we will not interfere with them. But when we are doing something that's helping to preserve life, liberty, and property, we will not be interfered with either. So there you go. Hope that helps out. Hey, before I close out, I have bragged about my Phil Rose knife, but this is kind of like throwing in a commercial here, because this guy is a patriot. He owns I've read the reviews and like, oh my gosh, worldwide in the special operations community, law enforcement, military, and adventure, I guess niche. These are like top of the line knives, and he gave me one, and, he is based out of California, People's Democratic Republic of California, fighting the good fight, trying to run a business. His heart's desire is to get moved to the American Redoubt. But while he's there, until he can move, he's producing some great high-quality knives. And it's a razor blade. I've got the PSK-5, and it is my favorite knife. It is my steak knife. It's my deer gutting knife and skinning knife. It is a tool. I use it for... Check him out. We'll put the link up there. We might just put a banner up there too for him. We're working out a deal with him. But I could go on. I'll talk more about it later. But it looks like Prose Knives. P-R-O-S-E knives.com. Like Prose Knives. And we'll get the link up there. But I cannot speak highly enough about the quality of the product. It's a rugged tool, and it is a tool through and through. I love the handle on it. It's, it's that canvas, micarta carbon fiber handles, with these like custom made rivets. Just awesome. I just wanted to mention that. If you guys go check, support our patriots in occupied territory so they can get moved, support them as much as possible. But, world-class, top-of-the-line knife. I love it. I wanted to brag about it. And I wanted to thank you, Phil Rose Knives, for giving me that. What a great gift. That was, I use it all the time. Okay, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. You have a blessed week this week. There's so much more I could talk about, but I'm going to save it and be working on stuff this week. I've got a lot of stuff going on. And some exciting stuff that's going on. Can't wait to announce it, especially you Amron Core. You're going to get it first. And then we'll be letting the rest of the folks know about it. Hopefully then, in the coming weeks after that. But we're working on some cool stuff. And we've got some great interviews coming up, too, over the next couple of weeks. So keep checking back and help spread the word. Radio Free Redoubt, thank you guys so much for some small handful of you sent in a little bit extra that helped us financially. We're still far short of our goals. Really took a hit here in the last couple of months. I took a hit. I got throat punched and gut punched and then kicked unconscious this last couple of months by life. And so I'm slowly recovering and limping and crawling out of that. And you guys have been following and listening. You know what I'm talking about. They're not over yet by far. So keep the prayers coming too. But we really could use the financial support right now. It is, we will survive. We will survive. Okay, you guys have a blessed week. I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. God bless and good night.